You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I kind of want to do the show, things you're most insecure about, but that's just, that'd be too revealing for all of us, right?
We got
Jeremy and Jess here. Billy will be here soon. What do you guys think? We want to do that show? Jeremy, what are you most embarrassed about?
This is where we're starting.
Jeremy, welcome to Mystery Crate. Reveal the most embarrassing thing about yourself. All right, I'll start. You know what? I have pit stains. It's sweaty in this place. The air conditioning's been shit all week, and I'm not a pit stains guy. I know, look at me. You're like, wow, that's shocking. But I am not someone who generally sweats a lot, so pit stains for me is a big, like, shocker.
You're wearing gray, which is like a really bad color to wear when you have sweat stains, right?
And then Jeremy made a shocking revelation.
Well, yeah. I mean, all you've done now is set up for me to be more embarrassed more insecure.
Jeremy sweats a lot. There, I said
it. About the fact that I'm kind of a sweaty guy. But if you all notice, I wear black a lot.
I've never noticed. Yeah, I have not made that. Guy,
like, I've never said to myself, wow, Jeremy wears a lot of black. He must sweat a lot.
I'm not. Well, like, all right. Well, now I'm revealing this to the world.
Yeah.
I'm not. You know, it's interesting. I'm not necessarily a sweaty guy, like, on my face, literally just armpit sweat. It's bad. Crevices. I should probably just, like, ask, like, a dermatologist for, like, hey,
you
what would
that
be
thing
a great...
Mike has.
Yeah, whatever that is. He's talked about this before.
See, I think of all the things, though, if, like, that's the most embarrassing thing about you, you got a nice thing going. Like, that's not that bad. You sweat a little bit under the armpits. It's not that wild. I mean, like, you probably sweat in other areas that are tight, but we don't need to get into that.
I love the face that you made when you said tight. That was a hubba hubba.
Just like to make things
I'm
awkward.
Embarrassed about the way I pronounce certain words. Because I sound like I'm very Midwestern sometimes, but then at the same time, I'm proud of it. So, you know, it is what it is.
Interesting.
You guys are living charmed lives over here. I misspeak sometimes.
You want me to give you like my deepest insecurity on a podcast, Chris? Good God.
That's a bad one.
I say God like I'm from Chicago.
Yeah, you really do.
And Chicago.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
That's rough. It's interesting because I was thinking about this recently with sort of indescript accents that. There's the somebody brought it up recently. I don't know if it was a Twitter thread or if it was on TikTok, but the sort of like mid-Atlantic accent that's the accent that exists in like those movies from like the 1920s to like the 1950s. That's not an accent we've ever actually heard anywhere in America.
Yeah. It's like kind of like I picture like a breathless woman like, Johnny, you're not going to take me to the farm and see the goats. I'm not ready for that.
We're going to go down to the bank, you see? Like, it's like
oh,
that
accent.
Type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's the same. It's all in the same sort of vein of it doesn't actually exist. I don't think that there were ever actually people who spoke like that. And it was all what this either TikTok or Twitter thread said was that apparently it was an accent made up after silent films were no longer silent. So they decided there needed to be an accent that sort of insinuated wealth and status. And so the people out in like LA essentially made up this accent that then became what we heard in movies forever, but actually never really existed in American history. Because you'll never hear it from speakers or anything like that. It's only super wealthy people or actors.
Wait, so Jeremy, did you hear this on a podcast?
No, I think I saw it on TikTok.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, same difference. So there's like this... I've noticed this for myself because I get a lot of my information from podcasts.
It's all secondhand.
And from TikTok. Some of the podcasts I listen to do cite like research or papers or books they've read, things like that. But I found like it doesn't sound credible to be like, I heard on a podcast, blah, blah, blah. Because there are a lot of podcasts like our podcast where we just say whatever the hell we think is true and it might not be and no one fact checks us. And so I wonder if there's like a way to repeat things you heard on TikTok or on podcasts without admitting you heard it, or if you should just lie and be like, I read this, I read that. Because if you told me you read that, I wouldn't even question.
Yeah.
The information, I'd be like, wow, Jeremy's so well read.
But you can't,
but if you say,
you
heard it on TikTok, I'm like,
I sometimes go with the hedge of like, I think I read. You can't do that. You got to just say I read it. If you say I think I heard this, then you're just like, there's no thinking involved here. You need to know exactly where you heard it from, exactly where you read it from.
I think the transparency of saying that you heard it on TikTok is going to immediately make everyone think that it can't be true, like you said, like it puts you in this position where even though it might be the right information, it certainly doesn't seem that way. So you're right. I'm going to start saying I read everything that I gain as information so that everyone believes me.
That first movie,
books can also be bullshit too. So, you know, that doesn't help.
Yeah. That first movie with sound must have been wild. Like, imagine. There's a bunch of silent films.
Weren't there films back in the day where like they would just watch like trains crash into each other, or was that like in person? I think like watching trains crash into each other.
I think they sold tickets to trains crashing.
That was like a pastime, right, Billy? Like people would buy tickets to see trains crash into each other,
yeah,
the way
on purpose,
we would
yeah.
go to like Heat Celtics game 6.
I read that in a book.
That guy. Which book though? No. Yeah. No, not enough.
Got me. Yeah.
Where's Ryan Cortez? We invited him here.
Where's everybody? Where is everybody? Everybody's missing.
Yeah, why am I here?
Tony's still in Hawaii.
Tony. We should call it. We should
Where's
send this
Lewis?
Link to. Should we send this link to Tony right now? Be like, Tony,
Tony
come
will
on.
Join because Tony loves attention.
It's like one a.m. there. Like he hasn't even
I bet
woken
you
up for
guaranteed
the
guaranteed he gets out of bed shirtless and joins.
He
this,
will join
this
from
spot.
His phone. I
Yeah.
Dude,
for sure.
Send it to him.
Yeah.
Tell him 100%.
Don't say anything. No, don't say anything. Just send it.
Just
send
it to him.
Yeah. Oh, this is good.
Send it to him, and if he doesn't join like within 5 minutes, I'd be like, hey, we just need you to pop on for a second, and he will 100% join, because like he's answering to tweets. He's like,
oh, he's all over the socials.
Yeah, he's in.
I deleted Twitter from my phone while I was on vacation. I re-downloaded it since, like the day that I landed back.
I'll
in
do
the
that
States,
like every weekend. Yeah.
Did you do it
yeah.
in the airplane? Like you were like, no. I need this back right now.
You know what? I can't remember what it was. I tweeted something and I was getting like so many people were tweeting at me about like one particular thing that I was like, oh my God, I'm deleting this app. Why am I reading this while I'm in like this beautiful like seaside village in Portugal? What the fuck is wrong with me? I hate myself. So I deleted it and then I didn't have it on my phone, but like when I would be like bored and didn't have anything to do, I just go on like a web browser and look at it. But it did significantly cut down my like inane scrolling, because like there's like active scrolling and inactive scrolling. And the inactive scrolling is like when you just are like tapping different apps, refreshing them and kind of like that wastes.
I hate
so
myself
much
when I'm doing that.
Time.
It's like, why am I on Instagram again? I was just here 10 minutes ago.
Nothing
has changed.
Yeah.
You monster.
It's ridiculous.
I start cursing myself. I'm like, this phone owns you. You're not a real person.
Yes, exactly,
you're just,
Chris.
You're just I get so mad.
But the problem, Chris, is that then on Monday morning, I log into Zoom for the week for of shows.
Yeah, you don't know anything that happened.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
See, that's
I haven't read anything.
It's bad for our mental health that we have that excuse. I do it with my wife all the time. It's like I'm working.
Yes.
It's like
I say it to my boyfriend. I'm like,
on TikTok.
Well,
but I'm not working. I'm watching some cooking video about on TikTok.
That's true. But then look at we're making it into content right now. Jeremy knows about this accent from the Mid-Atlantic region from the first non-silent film because he was on TikTok. And if he hadn't done that, what would we even be talking about right now? So it is like kind of a snake eating its tail. But as I digress, so I deleted TikTok, or I deleted Twitter. I didn't delete TikTok, obviously, but I deleted Twitter for a week and a half-ish, maybe a week. Oh my God, it was I felt so free. It was amazing. Actually, I just remembered why I deleted it. Speaking of Cortez, I woke up like the first or second morning I was in Portugal and I went on Twitter, which like, why am I even going on Twitter? I just woke up like on a vacation I had booked like a year and a half ago, has like been waiting for this, like saved all my credit card miles and all my credit card points, all my frequent flyer miles to go on this trip. And finally there, wake up in this beautiful hotel, go on Twitter, 50 tweets in a row from Ryan Cortez about heat culture, and I was like, delete this app.
I want real culture.
Yes, exactly. What am I doing? I hate myself.
I deleted Twitter for like 3 days, only one time in the middle of the pandemic, like,
and you missed
the height of it.
It wasn't even that good, admit it.
It was the great, like, it felt like I was living a different life. Like, that's how much of a stranglehold going on Twitter has, where the amount of times that I'll just catch myself looking at Twitter and not even really reading it, just like looking at the screen
glazed,
and scrolling.
Eyes glazed.
It's an unbelievable, it's like the craziest sensation, and being able to deleting it for a week, I can't even imagine. It must have been
beautiful.
Incredible.
I missed a lot of the culture chatter. So then when I came back to work, I was like, well, I don't know what the hell's going on in the NBA playoffs right now. I better go like read a newsletter or something. But then you read all the articles and like you kind of get a sense for it, but you don't really know what like the chatter is, the culture chatter. So I did kind of miss out a little bit, but it was great. I think I'm going to re-delete it this weekend because like, why the hell not?
Whatever happened to that newsletter that was supposed to happen? Remember when we asked everyone for their emails to listen to the musical and we're like, there's a newsletter coming out? What happened to that?
Did they all get Dan's Substack?
I did. I think that might have been it.
Is that what happened?
It's very possible because I did get Dan's Substack.
Me too.
And I was like, oh, Dan got a Substack. When did that happen? It happened that day.
Jess, when you go to Portugal, do you try to seem less American?
Oh my God, yes. Okay, so let me tell you a little anecdote. So you have to get a negative COVID test to return to the United States, even though like everyone in the United States is like has COVID and doesn't care.
Right.
So we were, my boyfriend and I were in line at this pharmacy to get our rapid antigen negative COVID test so we could go on the plane the next day. And like the whole time we were there, we like didn't really see that many Americans. There was a lot of French people there and like a lot of Spanish people, but we didn't really encounter that many Americans. But in line at this pharmacy were like eight Americans, and they were so loud. And like that's the thing that all foreign people say about United States people is like, we're like so annoying, we're so loud, like we talk really
loud.
How could
you
even
say that?
Why?
I mean, that's ridiculous. I can't even imagine why.
Like when I remember when I was like in college, we were like on some sort of like trip to, I don't remember, the UK or something. And they were like, we can all hear the Americans like miles away because you guys just are so annoying. And I'm like, wow, that's not true. And then as I was there with people from my college, I looked around and I was like, holy shit, we are so loud and annoying. Like we're the worst. So anyways, I was in line to get like the negative COVID tests, and these people were arguing in line with each other about if you needed a PCR test or an antigen test. And the one guy was like being loud wrong. He's like, you need a PCR test. And my boyfriend and I are just like standing there, and there was a QR code like on the wall right in front of everyone that had like all the instructions, everything you need to know to make an appointment. You could do it all in English. You didn't even have to translate it into Portuguese. Like it did everything for you. It could not have been an easier process. And we're just like, oh my God, this is just like, scan this freaking QR code. It's not that hard. So then we were like waiting in line. And then these other Americans come up and they like peek inside the little like COVID testing room. And they're like, not much of an operation here. And I was like, oh my God, like it's just so rude. Like this has been like an incredibly fast and efficient process. And there's still these like tourists coming up, like shitting all over this like little pharmacy for not like going fast enough. Like we had a result in like literally 5 minutes, and it was like everyone was so inconvenienced, and I'm like, oh my God, I hate this.
Is there anything Americans love more than acting like we're inconvenienced on things?
Oh, that's a good question.
Bacon.
Yeah, Americans do love bacon but only
one.
American bacon. Everywhere else in the world eats different bacon than us.
Hmm.
Yeah,
turkey bacon. Let's see, what are the types of bacon?
Like Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's just different bacon. I don't know the difference. There's like people who are experts on like pork are going to like, they'll know. They'll be able to explain it to us on Twitter, I'm sure. But I'm going to delete it so I won't be able to see the answer.
Why is like the little shredded ham that Papa John's puts on its pizza called Canadian bacon? Like because if you want ham, it's Canadian bacon, not ham.
Because I think that's what Canadian bacon is.
It's just ham.
I think it's essentially just ham.
I think you might be right. Yeah, because it's like not as crispy, right? It's like I don't know how to explain. It's like thicker cut.
I don't like it.
Do you guys even like bacon? I feel like Chris, you hate bacon, don't you?
I have done a thing where I don't like it on sandwiches. I love it with bacon. I love it with breakfast, eggs. You know, some like a side of bacon, but
you don't like a BLT?
I do see. There you go. I was just about to say that's the one thing is I actually love a BLT, but I don't like it on turkey sandwiches. Like I don't like. I'd rather just have turkey and cheese and mayo and lettuce than adding bacon in there because it just comes a bacon sandwich to me. And then burgers, I prefer a burger just so I can taste the burger. Like if I have it on my burger, it just becomes a bacon sandwich again. So it's like I
totally
my take on bacon. People come at me. I love bacon. Like I will literally eat a pound of bacon like for breakfast, but.
Wow.
On sandwiches, I just like I am the guy at a restaurant. I'll take the bacon cheeseburger, no bacon, please. Or sometimes I'll be like, put it on the side, and then Daddy will just like nod it.
I was someone who would ask for bacon on it just so I could get the flavoring, and then take the bacon off so that I'm
I do that with tomatoes
bacon flavor like kind of cooked into the bread, but on the sandwich.
I do that with tomatoes. I never say no tomatoes on the sandwich, but I generally, I'd say 60 to 70% of the time, I'm picking tomatoes off of any sandwich that I order them.
That's true. There's always bad tomatoes. Like they save the worst tomatoes for sandwiches,
yes.
Right? Like you never get a good tomato on a sandwich. It's always like the butt of the tomato.
Exactly.
Zagaki.
What are we talking about today on Mystery Crate, by the way?
I'm looking up the differences between Canadian bacon and ham, if you guys want that.
All right.
I do. Yeah. Read us.
Please.
You know what? There's this book. I can't remember. Or maybe it's like an article. Is this
a podcast? Yeah.
Or maybe it might be a podcast. This woman who I like know through like a friend of a friend. Her name's Brett. She wrote this like article explaining like the difference between different things, and it was like a series of articles explaining like what's the difference between this food and this food that sounds like it's the same thing. It was so informative. I need to find that and tweet it out once I re-download Twitter, because there's so many things that I'm like, well, that's just the same thing, but it's not. They're different.
Do you guys have any friends of friends that have become friends? Like this person used to be a friend of a friend, but now I would not give them that. I would say they are now my friend.
Yeah, I do.
Who is it?
You're
like Kyle.
Yeah, my friend Johnny. Actually, that's actually his name, which is as nondescript as it could be. But yeah, I've had friends that I've met through other friends and then ultimately became friends. But this is a specific situation where I had one friend when I graduated from college who also lived down here in South Florida, and I was living at home. He was living out here with a roommate in Fort Lauderdale. So every weekend I would just come out here to Fort Lauderdale, and his roommate Johnny ultimately became my friend because we all spent so much time together.
Classic Johnny.
Have you ever lost a friend to a friend?
Ooh,
that's a great one.
Oof,
I don't know.
So like what is your relationship?
I think I've stolen a friend.
That's it sounds like
I've definitely
Johnny.
Stolen
I didn't
friends.
Steal a friend there, but I remember in elementary
friends is not like dating though. Like I can be friends
people,
also.
But some people do get really like territorial about their friends and like sensitive if like one friend starts hanging out with another friend more than they hung out with you. Like it causes problems in the friends group.
Are you never not in character?
Ryan Cortez is here.
What do you mean? What character?
Do you sleep? You just wake up and sleep in the glasses and the Heat jerseys.
What percentage of your wardrobe is Heat-related paraphernalia? I feel like I have a breakdown like on a like a pie chart, right? If
right.
you'd like it.
Just go
based
ahead.
On my observations. I would say your wardrobe consists of 45% Heat gear.
It's low.
45% Lebo clothes and 10% other.
It is mostly to me 50-50, like Heat and Lebo. That's mostly the wardrobe.
Well, the other is like for if you have to wear like a button-up shirt or like with a tie or like a jacket, like pajamas.
No, I own one suit. It's a funeral and wedding suit. I don't
like
suits.
Every year.
Don't care.
What color? Blue or black?
Gray, bro.
Gray. Wow. Whoa, that's bold for powerful. One suit. Yeah. Gray is like a secondary suit color, I think.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't know. I just kind of liked how gray looked. Tashay probably has like 50 suits. So he knows.
Yeah, well, he's a pro. Yeah.
You know, this is actually an issue where I only have two suits. I went and bought a third. Mm. And I have been constantly concerned about being what Lizzie McGuire would call an outfit repeater.
Lizzie McGuire.
And and it's not a big issue, but it's one of those, I don't have like any sort of wardrobe budget. And yeah. So I've been trying to kind of,
wow, you mean for on camera? Didn't yeah. Kate Middleton make what outfit repeating cool though? Like, aren't we all like, you know what? It's more sustainable to repeat outfits. We can't all wear different things every
I'll take
day.
It.
I love how if Witty were here, we would have gone at him at the suit thing. But it's like, all right, Witty's not here. So who do we go at next? Jeremy, you must have a lot of suits.
I certainly don't.
Are you like a turtleneck t-shirt type underneath the suit jacket?
No, I don't like turtlenecks. I don't like long yeah. sleeves.
Do you have
like,
a sport no. coat? I don't have any.
You just wear
coats.
Like a wife beater or whatever, like an undershirt.
I don't think
heat jerseys that. If I can. Like I heat jerseys are the most comfortable to me.
You should wait. Yeah, you would sense. Wear a heat jersey I love underneath that. A suit jacket.
I would just, I meant a heat jersey in place of a jacket, like show up to a wedding in a heat jersey. But that's not a bad idea, like let, under a suit.
Let me ask you something, because yeah, sure. this is something that I've run into that you don't seem to have. I get insecurities about wearing basketball jerseys, because I feel like to wear a basketball jersey, I don't want to wear the t-shirt underneath and look like a doofus.
Yeah.
But also, like, I feel like my arms need to be the Rock's arms to yeah. wear a basketball jersey. Like,
he's got the tats, this. Though. He pulls
yeah, just get tattoos. Right. And Cortez tattoos. Pulls
it
off.
Oh,
yeah.
It just hides, like, your arms?
I was
None
that guy.
None of you have tattoos?
Is that I don't have any chicken on your arm? What is that thing?
I don't have any tattoos.
Which one are you asking is the chicken?
No, the other that side. Yeah,
this side
it's like a chicken's head. Oh, an octopus.
No, it's an eye of an octopus.
Ooh, that's octopus. Sick. Did you see my octopus teacher, Cortez?
Yes, the sexual octopus teacher. I did see that. But you guys will enjoy this. The octopus exists solely because when I was like 18, I got just Cortez tattooed. And if you look closely, you can still see like the S and the E. Just like a totally douche sideways tattoo.
Why was that your phrase?
Cortez. Yes.
I just wanted my name tattooed. Like, I don't know. And then I wanted it covered, and that was like...
Wait, did Chris... Yeah. Hold on. Chris, yeah. You thought he said his tattoo just was just Cortez. He's saying his tattoo says
Cortez. Yeah, my bad.
Cortez.
I literally thought he got just, like, instead of just do it, just Cortez.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
But he should get that now. Now you have to. Now you have to get it in the
well,
Nike
Well, the
font.
Next one I want is a Miami Heat tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Or a parakeet.
I'm shocked that you don't have a Miami Heat.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's wild.
Well, let me ask you something. Okay, you have, would you consider, because you have like sleeves, would you consider that one tattoo? Or like if I were to say how many tattoos do you have, would you say I have like 57 tattoos?
No, there's definitely a number. But there's two half sleeves, so there's a couple pieces. It's like one, two,
but
three,
but do you consider,
three, six, five or
once
six.
You complete the sleeve, do you consider like a piece of art? Like this is just like one thing? Or do, like... On,
yeah,
where the squid is or the whatever that other
it's an octopus and it's oh, yeah, it's yeah, not like right. the octopus teacher it's not a sexual
Honestly,
octopus it's just an octopus
I wasn't even doing that to like be an asshole I just forgot so like where the octopus is like everything around the octopus is that now do you consider that just one tattoo because it's like part of a painting almost or like do you have a number like you have 27 tattoos
I told you I have like 5 or 6 tattoos that's the number
you have more than 5 or 6 though Walk us through your tattoos.
I do not want to walk you through my tattoos.
What's on the other? What's on
it's,
the other
this
side?
This is mostly an audio medium.
Yeah,
what?
Nah, it's fine. Oh. What's on the other side? There's like it looked like a bull or something on the inside.
This is a Hanya mask.
No, that's the devil. Yeah,
that's a bull, and that's a snake
Bulls fan. Nice.
Yeah, Chicago.
No,
wow,
yeah,
you have
man,
a bull.
Rough.
What was that God. Thing, Squidward?
I do fuck thing? With Chicago culture. You guys have been very disrespectful to Chicago culture in general, other than Smitty, obviously.
I agree with that, whatever it means.
Well, like deep dish pizza, Chicago hot dogs. That's
oh, hell
Chicago
yeah.
culture to me.
Ugh. I like deep dish. I want to know how mad you are, Cortez, going into tonight's game at Mike Ryan. Mm.
Tonight's, you mean, yesterday's Friday. Welcome to Mystery Crate.
Nice.
I am furious with the show. I'm furious with Mike. I don't know if you guys remember, but last year there was a violent overthrow on Heat Island. Amino Hassan used to be the mayor of Heat Island. I stole that title from him.
Yeah, I took over.
It was violent. Yeah,
Billy's on it.
Yeah, it was Billy.
And the reason he got his title taken was because he picked against the Heat. He took the Bucks. He happened to be right, but just the principle of it had to be violent overthrow. Mike Ryan, similar. He's in a similar spot now with what he said this week. It was pretty gross.
Flying off the handle, just like so emotional.
Yeah, I mean, every game has been a blowout, essentially. So they have one more blowout than us. Congrats. Like, really, the hottest three-point shooting team in the league can't get hot? Like, come on, man. Like, I feel really fine about the team. And I was already going to tell you guys, just send me the audio of the local hour today because I want to make something with what Mike said when, it's Heat in seven.
Wow. Yeah, yesterday's local hour. So we saw what you put out on social media, and it was really funny, Cortez.
Well, yeah, what are you referring to specifically? Because it could be anything.
You are so funny.
I have so much beef with Billy. Sorry, go ahead.
Why? What's going on with me? What are you mad at me about?
Yeah. Just your general condescension.
Yeah. Like, how so?
Billy, I regret saying on air that I wanted to punch you in the face because you're my longtime friend. So, crossed the line.
But I love Billy's how so right there. Billy.
Thing. No. Because here's the thing. I was half listening because I was looking up stats.
That's disrespectful too.
No, because I was looking up stats to back you on the Heat situation.
I don't need your stats. Like, I can do my own research.
You want to know the research I did?
Please.
Yesterday, the Heat won two quarters. Boom.
I tweeted that out. We're 2-0 in the last two quarters.
2-0 last.
No, you're not.
Well, we were at halftime. That's when I tweeted that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they tied the game. Each team won two quarters, so.
Yeah, so yesterday was a push. Yeah, it was like a wash. Yeah. So the series is still tied. 2-2-1. Hate?
You've gotten really bad lately. Like, you're just the thing with Smetty, when the Heat segments are on, she checks out. She doesn't care. She's not from Miami. Yeah. And I respect that because at least it's honest. What you do is just, it's so rooted in dishonesty and deception and condescension and what people would call a fraud. The way you talk about the Heat and the Panthers, very disrespectful.
The Panthers, I'm all in. I'm on
Billy,
the
honestly, though, let's dissect this. Besides the Marlins, which of these South Florida teams do you actually care a little bit about? Be completely honest with us now.
Let me tell you something, completely honest with you, because I had a awakening this morning as I was sitting outside and my dogs were out. So I was sitting outside and I was thinking, and I came to a realization of what it is, right? And I'm going to get in trouble when this is said, so I'll deal with the ramifications, I suppose. Yeah,
brave of you, boy.
So the Heat are about to lose, potentially, and be eliminated from the playoffs. And this is my hometown team. I grew up here. They've brought me great joy throughout my life, celebrating their championships, all that, right? But I get kind of in like the Smetty zone when the Heat are discussed. And I think, and again, this is where I get in trouble, I think that it's just become so obnoxious the way the Heat has been covered on this show that I'm like, man, if they lose, it would be so funny. Like, man, I just can't listen to all of this Heat stuff. Absurdity all the time, nonstop. Like, it's not impartial. It's completely biased. But it's not even, like, from a lovable sense. It's just like, we're the greatest fucking thing ever. Fuck
it's
you.
It's rabid, Billy. I agree.
And it's like,
I can't handle it.
And, like, I completely understand. Like, just to put things into perspective, I totally understand why the country is turned off by the Heat coverage, because it's gotten to me where I, who live here, whose basketball team this is, I'm like, oh my God, like, this is too much. Like, it's hard to root for them.
Yeah, but not everybody's listening to our show. Like,
but
that's not what you present
from
on
our show's perspective. I get our Heat coverage can be annoying, but that doesn't mean that the national media hasn't disrespected this Heat team all season. That's all I'll say.
The coverage on the show is not annoying. The coverage on the show is fine. It could be more. Like, I think more segments. We only talk about the Heat in the local hour. And
that's
a lot
not
of games.
True, we talk about the Heat in every hour.
No, I
this
used
past
to, like,
week we talked
well,
about
now.
The Heat. I think
no.
in every hour. Today's I'm not saying that's a bad thing. They're one of the
we should.
Four
We're the
finalists.
One seed in
I
the
agree.
Conference.
I agree. I agree.
There I'm were not, many regular season games that. We didn't talk about. I was really mad about that. You know, just a lot of local hours we skipped.
But that's
Heat games.
But okay. But that's kind of like if we're kind of like going, that's the other thing. I'm not convinced that everybody talking about the Heat is watching the Heat games very closely. Whoa. And has followed the team all season. So like a lot of these very strong opinions, I'm like,
Say Dan's name, Billy. Say Dan's name.
I'm not saying anyone's name. I'm not saying a person.
Dan watches the Heat.
I'll say it with the Panthers. Dan is full of shit on the Panthers.
It's slow motion. It's on mute.
Look,
yeah.
This is what I'll say. I'm not saying Dan, I'm not saying anyone. I will say this. Dan watches apparently every single Marlins game because he is constantly texting me and Chris about random things that happen in third innings of Marlins games and random.
It's like Brian Anderson got a hit with a runner in scoring position. It's like,
I'm bathing my daughter right now. Like, what are we talking about? Like, this is game 28 of 162. Like, let's chill out.
I can't watch that many Marlins games.
Yeah. He's always watching everything.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have a question for all four of you, actually. Yeah. And I would extend this to everyone else who's part of our show universe, who's not.
And the listeners. You give your answer, too.
Do you guys text each other about sports, like, throughout the week? Like, do you ever text, like, Chris, do you ever text Roy and Billy about the Panthers? Or Cortez, you ever text Mike Ryan and Dan about the Heat?
I text Billy about Marlins, Roy about the Panthers. Roy and Witty, I think I've got
Is it just local sports or is it like whatever is going on? Because the only person that we work with who has ever texted me about actual sports is Chris Whittingham about F1. No one has ever been like, what is Jess's opinion on the NFL games this weekend? Like, no one has. I'm not claiming sexism. I'm not claiming, we're not in that many groups. But for some reason, like, you guys are all in all these group chats and I'm just sitting out here on the sidelines.
You want in on this Marlins chat?
I don't want to be in the Marlins chat.
I want to create that
right now. I definitely
don't
want to be in the Heat chat.
I'm going to create a Marlins chat.
Jess's Marlins chat.
It just seems like you're all always texting each other about sports games. And I only get texted about when, like, Tony and Lewis and Billy are all complaining about something at Tropical Park or whatever. Whoa. Like, I get the different genre of texts about, like, the Miami stuff and about, like, other stuff people are, you know, complaining about from Miami and Flanagan's, whatever. I don't get any sports texts, though.
So let's break this down, right? Because we're here and whatever. We'll already get in trouble for things that we've said. There appear to be cliques and alliances, and those cliques and alliances appear to have group chats because I, like you, I'm part of a group chat that you're part of. I'm part of a, and I don't know how this happened, but I'm part of a Miami Heat group chat with the Chris's, Mike, Dan,
I think I got removed from that chat. Has that stopped?
Add me to that chat. I got to talk to Mike
Shirt. I haven't seen that chat in like a week.
Well, okay, so I think it's gone quiet. Or they removed me too because I was like, I have nothing to add to this. Like, I'm not going to be... I'm not very passionate on either side. I'm not going to be like talking shit. In fact, like on the side, and Cortez, you're going to hate this. On the side, I texted Mike Schur a link to that Yahoo article or whatever it was that ranked Miami Heat fans the worst fans in all of sports. And I sent him the link and I'm like, here's some ammo for you.
We know what you're up to.
Playing both sides.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm just like, I'm honestly like, why am I in this chat? And like, when like two times I've said anything, no one's responded. I'm like, okay, like I was added by accident.
I hate they don't actually that want me feeling in a group chat when the thing is cooking, and then I'm like, all right, you know, I'm gonna get in with something, and then you do it, and then just
no
silence.
No responds. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the worst.
And then someone gives me like a pity, like 4 hours later. It's
it happens in Slack too. Sometimes people will be like, hey, let's brainstorm ideas, and I'll send like five messages in a row, and then there's no response for 4 months.
I have a Slack question now that we're on Slack.
Slack.
And Cortez, I'm going to get back to you in a second. Is anyone signing up for CPR classes that's 3 hours long one day?
Why is it so long?
I don't
know.
Why
does it take 4 hours to teach CPR? We did a CPR certification in high school that took, like, I think 25 minutes.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
4 hours is insane.
The thing that like pops the thing out of, you know, you've seen it on the commercial.
Louis, no, what are you talking about?
I'm gonna go home. Forget it.
What are you doing?
I know what you're talking about. Either,
people can't see you. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Louis just did what we were talking about in group chats.
Yeah.
He did. 100%. Exactly.
He chimed in and then we were all like, what?
We should add in like a 2 minute pause there. No one responding. But seriously, why is CPR class?
It took him 4 minutes to set up his headphones, pull the mic over, and then he said one thing.
I think that his mic is off. You have his mic on?
I turned it off now. It was on. You heard him. I heard him.
I'm pretty sure I heard him through your mic.
Anyways, I don't want to be in any of the sports group chats because I feel like that's...
You just want to complain about not being in
them. I just want to complain about not being in them. Well, they're not all... Okay, yes, Cortez, I agree. I definitely don't want to be any of the local team chats, but I'm saying I think it's bigger than that. I think it's bigger than that. I think there's group chats going on that I'm not in about all sorts of things, and no one includes me to talk about things relating to sports. They just include me to be like, well, what does Smitty think about society? And I'm like, well, I'd prefer
tell
to
us
talk
about
sports.
Tell us about Brittany Griner's situation in Russia, Smitty.
I like sports too, is what I'm saying. Cortez.
I'll text you heat takes, like if that's what.
No,
you want,
I don't
no
want
problem.
The heat takes.
No problem.
Yeah, Cortez,
it's
put
fine.
Me in that chat too.
Look, I'm not. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not in a lot of these group chats either. They often
you don't ever text me back. By the way, Billy, that's why nobody puts you in group chats.
I'm a very
you're
bad
a horrible
texter.
Texter.
I will admit that I'm a very bad texter. When did you text me last?
Because I don't even care. You never.
I might have muted you. I muted
you on Twitter. A great texter. Chris Cody's a great texter. You know, Jeremy. I haven't texted you.
We're
going to start now.
We're not good then.
Oh, we have a Marlins chat that's been started. That's fun.
Oh, yeah, you texted me about Mad Dog. Oh, wow. Look, no, like, okay. So to Cortez's defense, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 straight texts, and I haven't responded.
You have my messages on mute, don't you? Like, you used to admit you had me muted on Twitter.
On Twitter, you are muted still, yeah.
Billy, Chris, and Cortez, you guys should go to your messages on your phone, go to the top thing, the search bar, and type in like someone else's name, like type in Dan or Mike
Where?
Or Billy.
Oh,
like,
and see how many texts you have, right?
See how many group threads you're in, because
well,
I went
Dan
through...
starts a different group thread with everybody.
Exactly. I think I at one point had like 75 different variations of all of us on different group chat threads.
Like Cortez, yesterday, Dan sent a random segment from the show and he just put me and Cortez in it. I love Cortez, but it like had nothing to do with it. It was just like, why did he? Were you and him texting about that? I was just like, did Dan?
No,
is Dan old?
I like that actually.
I liked it too, but it was
it's
just completely random.
It's always a random group. Things slip through the cracks because then I'll get texted on a different group thread like 4 months later, and then I'll see the old messages from it, and it's like, oh, no one ever followed up or responded to this because it was like a really random group thread that no one knew why it was sent to.
Dan will address somebody not in the group text in a group text.
That's happened. Yeah,
like
really.
Yeah,
that happens on Slack too, where someone will send something on the weekend. Like Dan will drop in like a sound or something for the weekend, and I start looking, and then it's like, shit, what channel did he put this in? Because it's not like sound, it's not like the show, it's not production. Like, where the hell did this go? Oh, here we go.
Yes!
Yes!
The boy is back! The kid is back!
Tony.
Tony, why are you here?
I thought it was at 1 a.m. there.
It's 6:27 in the morning.
Yes!
Go on vacation, oh, it's the man. Other show. Stay away.
Let me see who's on here. Jer Bear, Jess, the boy Chris Cody. Oh my God, Ryan Cortez.
Lewis was here. Lewis was here for 2 seconds, and then he said something, and Chris didn't turn on his mic, and Lewis
we
left like
him
with
away.
Ben. Yeah, he like ran
turn
away.
On his mic.
Is this a dream or is this real?
Why are you awake? Why are
so
you on
happy
Zoom?
You're here.
Why am I awake?
Walk us around your hotel room. That hotel
yeah,
is
give
nice.
Us a tour. Show us the view.
Okay. Well,
don't do that. On, you're gonna have to what's going on with your wife right now? She could be like pooping or something.
She's sleeping right now because it's 6:27 in the morning. Hold up. Let me see if I can switch the camera here.
Okay.
This is
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah. It's a nice little mountain in the background.
Guys, right remember how Tony can't sleep in and he just is in his hotel room all night stomping around. And so the people who are in the hotel room below him just are awake listening to his foot stomps.
Look at that. Someone got a nice Christmas bonus.
Philly.
No, so it's a 6-hour difference between time, right? So like I've been waking up really early and going to sleep really early because like I'm not used to it.
I mean, you have been there a month.
But
you haven't adjusted.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Tony, because we're recording this Friday morning at 5 a.m. So that means that it's the night before. It's Thursday night where you
Thursday
are.
Thursday at 11 p.m.
It's 11, yeah, p.m. Yeah. It's late. What's the sun doing out?
It's weird that the sun's out.
Near the equator. Long days.
Different rules here. You know what I mean? Different rules here. The sun is out all day, basically.
Jess, didn't you say it was 1 a.m. there when we like talked like half hour ago about this?
Yeah, like, I was exaggerating. Oh, I wasn't okay. like, yeah.
Did you know that he lost on Wednesday yet?
Is that
or
a 12-hour time
happened?
Difference?
Yeah, no, I saw it.
Yeah,
delayed obviously because you guys saw it first, and then it made its way over here to the islands. You know?
Right, that you get everything last.
Is that is that how that works? I don't think so. Works.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that's exactly how it works. Like I had to stay off Twitter just to make sure the game didn't get spoiled because it happens actually. the game started 2:30 in the afternoon here, which is actually really nice.
Oh, that's so
that
nice.
Great.
Yeah,
so
but
theoretically,
Tony's right.
I think I saw it first.
Because Australia right now, they already know who won game six, and we're just
who's
waiting to find out.
Who's winning? Do you know? Yeah, you're ahead of us, I think.
He's behind us.
Morgan.
But the game starts
Morgan.
At 2 for him. Oh, but it's only
Morgan.
5 for us.
That's Morgan.
Yeah, ask Morgan.
Yeah, ask Morgan.
Should I DM her? Should we get Morgan on?
Perfect.
Who won game six, please?
Just bring her on, ask her who won game six. And
Well, she's a big Celtics fan, so she's going to tell us.
Oh,
the
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's
Cortez, are we good, by the way?
I mean, the truth has come out. You're very disrespectful by text. You don't answer the text. You are condescending about the Heat and the Panthers.
I'm not condescending about the Heat and Panthers. I was trying to arrange a Panthers trip, and Chris could tell you, I was pushing for a Game 4 Panthers trip when no one wanted that to happen, aside from, like, the people going. Like, Chris wanted to go, so I was trying to make that happen. No, like legitimately, like I had conversations with Bimmel, like I got Kristen to like map out exactly what it would cost so that they could get it sponsored. Like I was trying to make it happen, but then like we had the conversation, like if they lose game three, we're not going to go the next day for game four because they could get swept, which they ended up doing. But that would have been crazy, huh? Because like this whole situation where everyone's getting sick around us. Probably wouldn't have been a good idea.
Tony, that's happened while you were gone. Everyone's sick.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you need a negative COVID test to get back into the country?
Right.
You need a positive COVID test to go to the studio. I think.
Billy.
Feels
like it.
What happened? Wait, what happened?
We'll talk off air.
Just everyone's sick, bro. That's it.
Oh. It wasn't my fault this time.
I don't
know. Gave everyone CNCT.
It kind of feels like you gave everybody COVID and then left.
Tony, and the air conditioning's broken. Look, I got
the AC has been broken for two days. It's really hot in there.
It is wild right now.
Yeah. Yeah. The company's falling apart without you.
Yeah.
Your plan's working. Yeah, so the money I gave the engineer to take off the AC right as my trip was ending, he actually did it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. By the time I get back on Tuesday, it'll be on, though, I promise.
What's for breakfast in Hawaii? Even though it's nighttime.
I feel like such a piece of shit.
You say this every time I've traveled with you. By the end of a trip, you always feel like a piece of shit.
Because I've eaten so much. Dude, and you're on so vacation. Bad for
That's
two
nuts.
Weeks. I know, but it's like there's just some point where you just like I looked at my wife and I'm like, I'm disgusting.
I saw your wife's Instagram story and she had a nice cocktail and you were drinking a Michelob Ultra and I was just like, that's Tony feeling like a piece of shit. He's like, I gotta order an Ultra. I've drank too much. I've eaten too much. Just give me the lightest beer you can. I saw that and I was like, I know exactly what Tony is
saying. You don't feel it. Exactly. Exactly. It was like I've had thanks to Jess, by the way. So good, Jess, for putting me onto ranch water because it's changed my life. The thing is, I've had so much tequila in 2 weeks that I'm like, I am so sick. I need to just drink a light beer. Give me a
ranch water.
Yeah. So yeah, I just feel disgusting because I've eaten a lot and I need to eat like chicken breast and air for the next like month and a half to recover, which is probably what I'm going to do. But what was your question?
What's for breakfast?
Oh, what's for breakfast today? To be honest, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm probably not gonna do
that. A Mick Ultra.
Probably a Mick.
A Mick probably Ultra a Mick. And chicken breast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is ranch water? What is that?
Oh, Jer Bear.
So good, Jer Bear.
Yes, explain it to him.
Yeah. What is it?
It's tequila, Topo Chico, or like mineral seltzer water, and lime. It's
sounds
delicious.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got onto them at South by Southwest, right, Tony?
Yeah. And I've gotten into them ever since. Can I tell you guys the most surprising food that I've eaten in 2 weeks?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So obviously you know that Hawaii is an island. Billy, I didn't know if you knew that.
Really?
It's actually
I was gonna say it's actually more than one island, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually eight islands connected together, kind of like a comet. But
well, they're not connected because then it
Well, they're connected. Islands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a whatever.
of course, like a whatever.
There's a lot of fresh fish here because
you're learning a lot about Hawaii, huh?
So informative.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. What are you going to do? I literally woke up and I turned on a Zoom. So
why?
Yeah, why? I don't know because I don't know. So more importantly, they have a lot of fresh poke, which is like fresh fish, diced up, whatever.
Got
to catch. And so we started asking around and we were like, hey, what's the best poke that we have here in Hawaii? And all the locals were like, you have to go to Foodland to get the best poke. And I'm like, what is Foodland? They're like, Foodland is a grocery store, but they have like a poke section. So guys, I found basically the similar thing to Publix, which like having a pub sub is like having poke at Foodland. And let me tell you, it is the most incredible poke I've ever had in my entire life. The fish is super fresh. The rice is super steamed and
so
delicious.
Good.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. So I found not the alternative, but the fill-in for Publix, which has been nice. And I'm running out of gas. So.
I have a question for you guys, because I don't know that we've discussed it on the show, but Chris casually revealed it to us yesterday when we were hanging out. And this goes back to like your trip to L.A., you know how there's like a media party? Jess, did you know that they went to a media party at Universal Studios where they closed the park and Chris and Tony were at Universal Studios at a park for a couple hours?
Yeah. Super Bowl week?
Yeah, we had the run of the place.
Wow. Yeah, they do that every year. Like at Mall of America, they did it in like the theme park area in Minnesota. And then the one in Miami was at like the port.
Yeah,
that one was crappy.
Atlanta was at the aquarium.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was the downside was it was only 3 hours long, the party, and we got there a little late, so we didn't have time physically to get to all the rides. We did ride a bunch of rides, but there's just the park so large, you literally don't have time.
If you go,
we were having too much fun. Got it.
Yeah.
Plus, we had to wait in line for the free beer.
Free beer. Yeah.
We did. We hung out with Mike Schur before that. Yeah, that's why we were late.
Did you really?
Yeah, we got a drink with Mike Schur. Yeah.
Wow, look at you guys. Huh?
And that's why you're all in group chats with him that I'm not in. Got it.
Do you think anyone name drops Mike Schur on Earth more than this show?
No, Billy.
Like every time we talk about it, like our celebrity friend Mike Schur did blah blah blah. Jess, can I ask you a question about Atlanta real quick in the aquarium? Because I was conflicted. So the Super Bowl party in Atlanta was at an aquarium, and at one point they like ushered everyone into like what I think was a sea lion show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
There was like a show, I think it was sea lions, right? And like I was watching the sea lions perform and I was like, can I put a picture of a sea lion show on like Instagram or Twitter, or is this like similar to like dolphin shows and whale shows where I'm not supposed to be watching the sea lions do tricks.
Interesting question, Billy. I think once again we're falling in the trap of asking Smetty her thoughts.
No,
on
I'm asking you because you were there.
I just want to complain
I'm with you, Billy.
About the
you
fucking were, Marlins game.
You were there. That's why I'm asking you.
I don't know. I don't remember the sea lion show, to be honest. But like, are they forcing the sea lions to do it? I mean, I guess the sea lions are still in big tanks, right? Like they're not in the wild.
It was.
I mean, maybe they just dance on their own. I don't know. I don't know sea lion behavior.
Yeah, they learn choreography.
The concept of an aquarium as a whole, like, there's probably good ones and probably bad ones, right? Like,
well,
I don't know, Billy. I need to do my research.
No, my larger question was, if you were there, did you? It was more like, did you see the show? Did you feel the same conflict that I did, or did you like put up pictures? But you don't even remember the show. So
I did, Billy. To answer your question, last time I was at one of those theme parks, I was like, I'm not gonna do any whale videos, or like, I just don't want people coming at me. I felt bad enough being there. I felt bad enough being there.
I don't know that you felt bad being there.
I did. No. I'm saying I felt odd even going.
I gotta be honest with you, I was there and I was like, these sea lions are kind of cool, but like, people probably are gonna be pissed if I think this. So like, you know, let me not document it.
Yeah,
I just associate them.
Hey, Cortez, are we good, by the way? Like, did I resolve any of this? Because like, I want to get back in your good graces for some reason.
I mean, if you tweeted out some positive heat stuff that came from a genuine place, no, you probably do it in a snarky way. So.
Even when I say things genuine, Evil Cat. I just have this tone that doesn't come off as genuine. You know what I mean? Like,
I was
rooting for the Ice Cats and no one believed it. And I was a big Panther guy for like 2 weeks.
Tone now is upsetting to
me. Yeah, it's so annoying.
It really is just your tone. It's just the tone.
What am I supposed to do about the fact that I can't be sincere? It's a character flaw.
Actually,
pretend you're talking to your daughter right now. Pretend you're talking to your daughter.
Oh my God, I lie to my kids more than I lie to anyone. You don't... You're sincere with your child?
I feel like that's who I'm the most sincere with.
No,
I'm so
way.
Happy.
No way. You're like, wow, good job. You're clapping. It's like, please, everybody in the world can clap. You're not special. That'll do it, I guess.
That'll do it for another time. Bye, bye, bye.
It was really great.
Check out all the shit. See ya.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.